Good evening, church. Good to see everyone out this afternoon. Hope everyone had a pleasant afternoon. Brother Ronnie, thank you for your prayers on my behalf as I share a thought from God's word. I pray that the words that come out of my mouth be pleasing to God and may that we all can gather something from it. This past Wednesday, I shared with you about how intentional God's word went towards us from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. And in summary, to bring you up to speed, in verse 3, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Verse 4, he chose us before the foundation of the world. Verse 5, he predestined us to adoption. Verse 6, he made us and accepted in the beloved. In verse 7, we have redemption through Jesus' blood, forgiveness of sins. In verse 8, he made us abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, the riches of his grace. Verse 9, he made known to us the mystery of his will. Verse 10, he will gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and on earth. Verse 11 and 12, we have obtained an inheritance, and we are to be the praise of his glory. And in verses 13 and 14, having heard and believed the gospel, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. Intentional, intentional, intentional was God towards us. So tonight, if you... as we identify ways that we can intentionally live for God. And if you had to press me for a topic this evening, it would be intentional living. Once again, that's intentional living. To give you a recap, the word intentional means done on purpose, deliberate, and synonyms or words that have similar meaning are purposeful, planned, and if we have any Law and Order fans like myself, the word premeditated is a synonym for intentional. As we live for Christ, our lives now need to be impactful, prayerful, and purposeful. We are in a constant struggle and a battle for our minds. Like Galatians 5:17 says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Think about this, church. Notice how the world tells us to pursue your dreams, your passions, your desires. But the word of God tells us to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Notice how the world tells you to get yours and add as much as you can to your bank account. The word of God tells us to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:20-21. And also add to your faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and above all love. 2 Peter 1:5-7. Notice how the world tells you to live your life to the fullest without any regrets. But the word of God tells us that we must take up our cross and follow Christ. Mark 8:34. And also that our life is hidden in Christ within God. Colossians 3:3. You see, the world wants us to live a life that pleases ourselves. Take care of me, myself, and I. Self-preservation. Make it to the top, no matter who has to pull down or step on to get there. But the word of God points us to Christ and how we should live. If God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light into our path, then let us know that lets us know that there is a purpose to and for our lives. When I think of intentional living, this brings me to Romans 12:1-2. I know you heard this, you read these verses plenty of times. And for understanding of God's purpose for our lives, there's no get around these words that Paul penned to the Romans. In Romans 12:1-2. So if you would turn there, meet me in Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12:1-2. Paul writes, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, verse 1, Paul urges us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. And when I look at that verse, there it is. There's our purpose, a purpose of service to God. Now, ask yourself these questions. What steps are you taking to grow spiritually? Are you involved in the work of the Lord? Are you using your talents to God's honor and glory? How busy are you in the kingdom? Does someone have to beg you or turn your arm to get you involved in the ministry or the work here at Arlington? See, church, these questions I had to ask myself as I had to do an internal reflection and self-evaluation of my life. And I was living far below my calling in Christ. I wasn't presenting myself a reasonable service to God. In my mind, I was like, I'll take care of it. I can handle it on my way. I'm going to do it my way. That same mentality and mindset got me in a mess of trouble that only God can get me out of. Now, thank God that he allowed me this time and space to get back on the highway of holiness and to point others to the cross and to lead others to an intentional life for Christ. Look at verse 2 of Romans 12. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed. I like how the New American Standard says, do not be fashioned to this world. And when I think of fashion, I think about the clothes that we wear, how one week is in style and the next week is out of style. Or the different fashions that I've seen growing up, Nikes that I used to wear when I was in the seventh grade, they cost $20. Those same Nikes are sold now for $70. And they call them classics. And it's made of the same material. Always changing. Think about the world. Always tell us something bigger, something better, something more elaborate. But the only thing that the world has is change. That's the only thing in this world that's constant is change. And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is the mindset of a life daily in Christ daily. Always renewing your mind. Waking up with a purpose in your life to, I need to live for God. I need to point myself to the cross and get focused. Because remember, the world's going to tell us to pursue your dreams, get yours, live to the fullest. And in that, no way that the world mentions to intentionally live for God in the process. Saints, once again, be mindful of the distractions that can pull us away from our service or purpose to God. I notice how when we get busy for the Lord, the devil will come with his distractions and to pull us away and cloud our minds from serving our purpose. Don't forget the devil has intentions too, and that is to seek and destroy us, to turn us away from Christ, and all the time he's going to the throne accusing us day and night. And as we focus on renewing our minds, our priorities in life should line up with the purpose of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against pursuing your dreams, living life to the fullest, and getting yours as long as you're working hard and legal for it. But if it's not without God in that plan, it's destined to fail. We need to keep God first, the priority of our lives. Keep the main thing the main thing. Amen. You know, Brother A.C., I noticed that in this world, the order is hobbies and recreation first, then your job and career, education, family, then God. And I noticed that as an educator, too, when I work with educators, I used to work with high school students at the time, they would come to school to play. Not all of them, but some of them would come to school to play first and then get their work later. And even when you watch TV, everything is, enjoy these comforts. Buy this new car. Here's a new sleep mattress for you. Everything is about pleasing yourself. No way in the world, no so priority, there it is. But as a child of God, of course, our order should be God, our families, and then everything else. Like I said, I'm not against having your job and career, education. That's good. Hobbies, I love hobbies myself. My favorite hobbies is to sleep. That's my hobby. But I need to make sure that I'm living my life to God and doing and staying busy for him, and he always provides me a time to rest. So an intentional living helps us to prioritize our lives and to get us in line with God. Now, church, for intentional living, like I said, I'm not going to hold you long. Here are some thoughts for application. The love of God leads us in further developing our faith and trust in God as we go through life. The more we get in tune with God, the more we trust him, the more faith we have in him. So anytime hard times come and stumble upon us, or those certain crises come our way, our faith is a foundation in God. A love for God, of course, will lead us in our faith to him. Understanding God's purpose in our lives comes from reading and studying his word. And from there, we can get busy with the work of the Lord and being active in the kingdom. Don't be like the lilies of the field in Matthew 6 and 28. They neither toil nor spin. Always stay busy in the work of the Lord. recognize that there will be distractions in their life that are designed to take our eyes off of Christ and the cross and to pull us away from our purpose. Remember, those distractions can be pursuing your dreams, your desires, and living life to the fullest. But without God, it's impossible. It's going to be end up disastrous. And before I take my seat, like I tell you, I'm a short preacher. As Christians, we have a purpose in this life, and this is an intentional life that we ought to live for God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. Tonight, if you're here not a Christian, God has an intentional plan for you, and that's his plan of salvation. First, you must hear the gospel, Romans 10:17. Believe that gospel, Mark 16:15-16. Repent of your sins, Acts 17:30. Confess Christ, Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. Then be baptized in water for your remission of your sins, Acts 2, verse 38. Once you've done all that, be faithful. Live an intentional life for God, which is your reasonable service unto death, and receive that crown of life. Or if you're here tonight and stand in need of prayer, or know someone who is, please come and stand as we sing the song of invitation.